Pada tahun lalu, pendengar, hampir sebanyak 300 orang tenggelam di perairan Australia. Para pendatang dan pengunjung dari luar negeri cenderung memiliki resiko yang tinggi karena mereka tidak terbiasa dengan lingkungan pantai di Australia dengan ombaknya yang besar, misalnya. Scott Harrison adalah petugas Community Awareness and Multicultural Programs di Surf Life Saving Queensland. Ia dan timnya bekerja keras selama beberapa tahun terakhir untuk mengurangi jumlah pengunjung dan juga migran yang tenggelam.
Originally when this program started in 2010, they did represent a high proportion of our drowning statistics. They did represent over 65% of our stats during that time. But during that period until now, until 2017, there's actually been a quite a dramatic decrease in that figure. And last year, the actual figure represented only 18% of our drowning throughout the state.
Untuk menurunkan jumlah tersebut, Surf Life Saving Queensland tidak hanya pergi ke pantai, namun juga ke berbagai komunitas dan universitas, guna menjelaskan tentang bagaimana agar tetap aman saat berada di air. Mereka telah membuat panduan tentang keamanan saat berada di air atau water safety dalam berbagai bahasa untuk membantu para penjaga pantai berkomunikasi dengan para perenang yang mana bahasa Inggris bukanlah bahasa utama mereka. Scott Harrison juga menyarankan agar masyarakat menggunakan aplikasi Beach Safe.
We also have the Beach Safe app, which we actually get a lot of people to download for free, which actually has 72 different languages on it. So they can look at every beach around Australia and get access to that information in their own language. So if they're not comfortable in English, they actually download the app and look at the whole app in their own language. So, which is quite a useful tool.
Aplikasi tersebut, pendengar, memberikan informasi mengenai status patroli, fasilitas, ancaman bahaya, keadaan cuaca, serta ombak. Meski demikian, pendengar, hal utama yang harus Anda ketahui adalah bahwa untuk dapat benar-benar aman, sebaiknya Anda pergi ke pantai yang memiliki petugas patroli, khususnya jika Anda bukanlah perenang yang handal.
It's important to understand that, you know, the red and yellow flags is a safer place to be when you go to the beach, and it just means that there are lifeguards around if you need some help. We've got the equipment there that, you know, rescue boards and jet skis. Access to helicopters, and you know, just understanding that the red and yellow flags means it's a safer place to be, and they can have a fun, enjoyable time at the beach, especially with summer coming up.
Pecahan ombak menjadi ancaman terbesar bagi mereka yang berenang di area-area yang tidak dijaga oleh petugas penjaga pantai. Rata-rata 21 nyawa hilang per tahunnya karena hal ini. Dr. Jack McCarroll dari Sekolah Ilmu Geologi di Universitas Sydney mengatakan bahwa seseorang perlu mempelajari bagaimana mengetahui pecahan arus.
Look for a place to swim where the waves are going to be as small as possible, because the waves are the things that force the rip currents. So the bigger the waves, the stronger the rips, and it's just more dangerous to swim anyway in larger waves. If you get into trouble, if you notice that you're being taken offshore and you realize that you're caught in a rip, is to simply put your hand up, stay afloat, get somebody's attention, and try to remain calm until you're rescued.
Anda harus berhati-hati tidak hanya saat berenang di pantai. Rock fishing juga bisa menjadi satu olahraga yang berbahaya. Craig Roberts adalah manajer nasional dari Aquatic Risk di Royal Life Saving Society. Ia mengatakan bahwa mereka yang melakukan rock fishing juga perlu mempersiapkan diri.
Persons who want to participate in rock fishing need to do so and get the right safety equipment and ensure the right location. Simple things like telling a friend and going with a friend of where you're going, making sure you're wearing cleats or the appropriate footwear, wearing a life jacket at all times, not just when you're in the water, but also on the edge of the water when you're fishing, so that if you do fall in, you can stay afloat until emergency assistance arrives.
Ia juga bersikeras bahwa rock fisher ini sebaiknya selalu melakukan pemeriksaan keamanan sebelum mereka memutuskan untuk pergi memancing.
Making sure what the weather conditions are, both from a meteorological point of view, but also from a surf point of view or from an ocean point of view. Rock fishing is a sport that the tides and the waves are one of the key factors that drag people into the water, causing death and drowning.
Hanya diperlukan beberapa detik saja bagi si pemancing ini untuk bisa terbawa arus laut. Dan sebelum tenggelam, ada juga resiko terlempar ke bebatuan. Anda sebaiknya tidak memancing di hari saat ombak besar. Craig Roberts juga memperingatkan agar kita selalu waspada saat berada di kolam maupun di sekitar sungai yang merupakan lokasi di mana kasus migran tenggelam paling banyak terjadi di Australia.
One of the key things is to make sure you walk in the river. Ask the locals about what is the dangers of the rivers. Be aware that there are dangers underneath the water. Wear a life jacket, learn CPR, and always swim with someone else.
Apapun rencana Anda saat musim panas ini, pendengar, ia menyarankan agar kita semua belajar cara melakukan CPR.
An important factor of saving anyone's life is getting early access to the person who is drowning, and then the next step is early CPR. We'd encourage everyone to obtain a CPR certificate and learn CPR skills. It may be your family or your family friend who you may have to save one day.